Guide Dogs in the Media, Star News. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes. Media highlights. Guide Dogs in the Media. When German Shepherd guide dog mum Unity gave birth to a record-breaking litter of 16 healthy guide dog puppies, images of the adorable litter appeared on BBC Breakfast as presenter Phil Mackey visited our national centre to report back to the studio. Kay Burley presented a piece on the litter on her Sky News breakfast show, while BBC Radio 2 mentioned the story in their hourly news bulletins. Photos also appeared in a host of print media and on their websites, including the Daily Mail, Daily Mirror, Daily Star, the I paper, and Metro. Included here is a photograph of 8 guide dog staff members who are each holding 2 of guide dog mum Unity's record-breaking litter of 16 guide dog puppies. BBC One's Casualty featured the dramatic and emotional tale of a character called Julia and her guide dog. We worked closely with the BBC to make sure the depiction of a guide dog partnership was as accurate as possible, advising on the storyline where we could and providing a guide dog in training called Luna. Our expert training behaviour consultants were on set at all times to ensure Luna was happy in her starring role and portraying a guide dog positively. Julia and Luna appeared in Series 36, Episode 20, which is available on BBC iPlayer until February next year. Included here is a photograph of yellow Labrador guide dog in training, Luna, on set. We released a light-hearted video of the burning questions that children would like to ask someone who's blind or partially sighted. Siobhan Mead was quizzed by primary school children from Benfleet in Essex and Grimsby in Lincolnshire, with questions including how Siobhan chooses her clothes and applies makeup to how she gets around with her guide dog Marty. Our video appeared on Sky News with Kay Burley, in the Daily Mirror, the Daily Express, the Sun, and even the New York Times. Additionally, there were more than 70 pieces of local media coverage, plus 7 local radio interviews with Siobhan. Included here is a photograph of Siobhan being quizzed by 2 school pupils, with her black Labrador guide dog Marty sitting beside her. Our survey of UK dog owners revealed that sadly as many as 75% of pet dogs show signs of poor mental health, including loss of appetite, destructiveness, and hyperactivity. To battle the boredom, we released canine enrichment guidance encouraging owners to try out new fun activities with their dogs, such as foraging games, food puzzles, and sniffari walks. Our findings and advice featured throughout the national press in print and online, including in The Times, The Daily Telegraph, Daily Mail, Daily Star, Daily Express, and The Guardian. Included here is a photograph of a yellow Labrador sniffing a food puzzle.
Star News. Harry Potter star visits National Centre. Star of stage and screen David Bradley visited our National Centre with his grandchildren to have a guided tour and meet puppies who are set to change the lives of people living with sight loss. David said, "It was fantastic to visit the centre and find out more about the charity and the journey of a guide dog, from the breeding programme to being partnered to support someone with sight loss. The highlight was meeting the puppies, who will hopefully go on to become life-changing guides." David is an avid supporter of the charity and has sponsored puppies Comet, Cookie, Berry and Felix for his granddaughter Illy, 2 of which have already gone on to become qualified guide dogs. Included here is a photograph of David Bradley and his grandchildren. His grandson is holding a yellow Labrador puppy and granddaughter Illy is holding a black Labrador puppy. Nikki Campbell, Crufts ringmaster. Broadcaster and self-confessed dog lover Nikki Campbell explored the wonderful world of guide dogs when he hosted our 25-minute main arena demonstration at Crufts 2022, which celebrated our extensive expertise and the essential role of our volunteers. Included here is a photograph of Nikki Campbell with a German Shepherd Cross Labrador guide dog in training at the guide dog stand at Crufts. In the running. Guide Dogs ambassador Jess Impiazzi led the celebrities running in the London Landmarks Half Marathon in April. Running for the second time, Jess said, "When my mum Debbie lost her sight, The help from having a guide dog gave her her independence back, so she could live her life to the full again. I was so pleased to run the London Landmarks Half Marathon to raise money for this amazing charity so that they can keep changing the lives of those with sight loss. Included here is a photograph of Jess Impiazzi at the London Landmarks Half Marathon wearing guide dog's running kit. Kitchen hacks with Amar Latif. To support the launch of our videos aimed to help vision-impaired people with tips for undertaking day-to-day kitchen tasks, TV presenter and star of Celebrity MasterChef 2019, Amar Latif, shared his own kitchen hacks. One of Amar's tips included the safest way to chop vegetables, whether or not you have sight loss. He recommends tucking your fingers back so you've got your knuckles against the flat of the knife to keep your fingertips safe, and keeping your knife at 90 degrees to your board. Amar said, "It feels a little bit weird when you first do it, but take your time and get practicing with it." He also joked about the advantages of chopping while blind. "I can't see my knife, I can't see my fingers, so I can't see any problems." Included here is a photograph of Amar Latif at work in the kitchen.